Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the sixth chapter of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found.
Chapter 6, Stimulants, Robbing Peter and Plundering Paul. Boy, this is going to be an interesting chapter. I know it's going to be hard to hear for many people, and it's something that we don't want to hear, but it's something we need to hear. And I do feel obligated to at least tell you the truth about this issue. And I bet you didn't know that a major hindrance to health and rest is something that we use daily, that being caffeine. Caffeine plays a huge role in anxiety and restlessness. It often fuels angry temper tantrums and explosive outbursts, as well as irritability and a quick temper. No surprise here, what's eating you may have to do with what you're eating or drinking. Most people know that poor food choices affect physical health, but they fail to see the connection with mental health. Stimulants, poor food choices, and medication all play a role in mental instability. Now, let me just take a break here for a minute. I know it's a difficult topic. Even now, I enjoy a good strong cup of green tea now and then. I've had maybe 2, 3, 4 ounces of coffee now and then. You know, so I know it's a matter of moderation, but if it makes you irritable, if it takes you away from seeking God and you lash out at people and you have angry temper tantrums and you feel anxious a lot of the times, you need to look at this drug. It is something that is deeply affecting us in many ways, but we don't really realize it. Even the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders lists caffeine-related disorders at the top. Did you catch that? If we believe that we can drink a high-powered stimulant or take a depressant, even if we're talking about those, day in and day out and not have it affect our rest and our peace, we are gravely mistaken. When we feed the body what it needs rather than what it wants, everything works better. Why would we consume caffeine, let's say in coffee or strong tea, if we're trying to rest the heart and avoid harmful chemicals and pesticides and things like that during a fast, or when we're trying to minimize stress? Why would we take this in if it's fighting against the results that we're trying to achieve? It's counterproductive. It makes no sense. Caffeine may provide temporary relief, but you're robbing Peter and plundering Paul. There is no upside. You may say, Shane, come on, haven't you read articles about the benefits of coffee? Yeah, they come out now and then, but first, research who paid for the study. 9 times out of 10, it's someone in the coffee industry. It was probably a company that is trying to counteract some of the negative press out there about caffeine. And again, I think it can be good and used sometimes. I mean, I've used it when I don't want to fall asleep driving a long distance or when I need to get something done now and then, but it's when we become dependent upon it and we need it every day. And just look at what happens when you try to wean off of it. Some of the worst panic attacks I've ever had were many, many years ago when I just cut caffeine out. It's actually strong green tea, having a big thermos of it, and it just radically changed my life for the negative, not the positive. And also saying that, you know, coffee can be good for you. Well, that's like telling an alcoholic to enjoy a glass of wine because of the antioxidant benefits. They can just eat grapes. Third, addiction is addiction no matter how it is excused. Fourth, constantly amping up the body comes with a price, such as damage to the cardiovascular system. I actually once saw a sign above a coffee pot in a doctor's office that said this in big, bold letters: don't consume before a stress test. Need I say more? Let's wake up. Our health is on the line. It's amazing how we make excuses to indulge in things that harm us. Sadly, even when I share this information about stimulants, very few want to change. As they say, we love good news about bad habits. And I know many people, again, don't want to hear this, but we need to hear it. If a person is gulping down tons of caffeine and stopping frequently for energy drinks, they will never find rest. They will never deal with anxiety. They will always be high strung. They will never let the body heal the way it needs to heal. But they argue, but I do fall asleep, Shane, just fine. Well, that's because the body is exhausted and it crashes due to fatigue. Caffeine, along with alcohol and opiates, is why many people can't get a good night's sleep and wake up refreshed. We must seek to eliminate these hindrances if we truly want to experience rest and peace. And all of this does beg the question, how many of us are suffering mentally and physically simply because of poor health choices, continuing the addiction rather than removing the cause of the problem? You may go through difficult withdrawals, but rest and peace are just around the corner. If you begin a fast while drinking coffee, consider weaning off the first week by adding organic decaf and decreasing regular coffee by half each day until it's at zero. Even though you may feel tired, this approach will ease withdrawals and help remove the addiction. You're going to start to feel, I pray not, sometimes God just delivers people, but you're going to feel like you got hit by a truck for a few days. That's why if you wean off, finally get to a point where, it can take easily a week, if not 2 weeks, to properly wean off. And then it takes another week or so to start feeling better. You'll start to have more energy. You'll wake up in the morning refreshed. And it's just a wonderful feeling when you can put this addiction aside, this stimulant aside, and you'll realize, boy, why was I so angry? Or why was I so irritable all the time? And you realize that this drug, and what it does, it's a central nervous stimulant. So it's always keeping your body in a state of fight or flight. Fight something or run and leave the situation. So if your body's constantly staying in that state, even when you rest, it's not getting good, deep, rapid eye movement and deep sleep where healing takes place and you wake up refreshed. You're actually hindering sleep and then you wake up worn out and then you need more of the stimulant to continue through the day. And it's a needless and endless cycle unless you really take hold of that and make some serious choices to overcome this type of addiction.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Eidelman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneEidelman.com. Again, that's ShaneEidelman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must-read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.